Biological materials can be used in the tree nut industry, but they do have their weakness. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. David Haviland is a UCANR farm advisor specializing in entomology.
You know, they tout themselves in their environmental profile. You know, very low mammalian toxicity, so safe to people. Very low environmental tox issues, waterways, endangered species, and so on. But a lot of that's because they break down very quickly in the environment. And breaking down quickly in the environment is great if you're talking about environmental safety. It's not necessarily great if you're talking about trying to control insects or diseases.
And of course, that's why you need residuals.
You do. You don't want something that's going to work for 3 days and break down if you're trying to control anthracnose or a mildews or a, you know, shot hole or some kind of, disease, monolinia, brown rot, and so on. So yeah, they do play a role, but at the same time, they have their weaknesses just like any other product.
But the biologicals are being incorporated and they do have their value.
But mainstream is still on a case-by-case basis. Some are having some great value. A lot of them are still trying to find their home and, you know, the right pest, the right crop, the right environment, the right situation, and, you know, trying to focus on identifying that and filling that niche.
Again, that's David Haviland. He's a UCANR entomology farm advisor based in Kern County with the Ag Information Network. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.